Hello, folks, and welcome to Songs of Our Own, a marital tour through the music that shaped us. I'm your co-host, Lee Strickland.
And I'm Alioni.
Well, hey, Al.
Hi, Lee. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I am doing good. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday. Yeah, we are making it through April.
We are. I don't know how it got here, but surprise.
I know. I don't know how we're like close to almost midway through it. We will be like halfway through by the time this episode drops.
Yeah. I feel like the year always does this though, right? Like it's a slow start and I'm like, oh God, it's going to be forever. And then I blink and I'm like, oh, it's Christmas.
Yeah. And then poof, it's over.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
Yeah. There's a country song that you've probably never heard about that's talking about like, don't blink because it goes really fast.
I have never heard that song.
I am not surprised. We probably won't talk about it on this podcast, given your love of country music.
Probably but not.
For other people out there, it's a message.
It exists. So, Al, April, what holiday do you think of when you think of April?
I think about April Fools.
Yes. So, to follow in tradition, since this is our fifth season of this show.
Really?
Yeah.
How did that happen?
I know. So, fifth season, so we're doing an April Fools episode. So we're doing kind of a funny off-the-wall song, mm-hmm. as we have done the last couple years.
And who is it by?
So we are doing Amish Paradise by the one, the only, Weird Al Yankovic.
Which, like, I just want to say about Weird Al, I think he was on, like, a Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me or something, and they were asking him how he got started, and he was like, well, because my parents wanted me to have friends, and they thought I'd be cool if I played the accordion. And I think that like just about sums up Weird Al.
I know it. I love it. He's so funny and awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I'm excited to talk about this song.
Yeah, let's dive in. Tell us all the things we should know.
Alfred Matthew Yankovic, better known as Weird Al Yankovic, was born October 23rd, 1959. He is an American singer, songwriter, musician, record producer, actor, and author. He's best known for creating comedy songs that make light of pop culture and often parody specific songs by contemporary musicians. He also performs original songs that are style pastiches of the work of other acts, as well as polka medleys of several popular songs, most of which feature his trademark accordion. Since having a comedy song aired on the Dr. Demento radio show in 1976 at the age of 16, Yankovic has sold more than 12 million albums as of 2015, so that number's probably higher now, recorded more than 150 parodies of original parodies and original songs, and performed more than 1,000 live shows. His work has earned him 5 Grammy Awards and a further 11 nominations, 4 gold records and 6 platinum records in the U.S.
My face is like, you can earn a Grammy for like polka parodies. Is that a genre or did it fall within something else?
It probably fell within something else. Yeah, where was I?
You were talking about his Grammys and stuff. I'm sorry, my face cut you off.
It stopped me cold. His first top 10 Billboard album, Straight Out of Linwood, and single White and Nerdy were both released in 2006, nearly 3 decades into his career. His latest album, Mandatory Fun, from 2014, became his first number one album during its debut week. Yankovic's success comes in part from his effective use of music videos to further parody pop culture, the song's original artist, and the original music videos themselves, scene for scene in some cases. He directed later videos himself and went on to direct videos for other artists, including Ben Folds, Hanson, the Black Crowes, and the Presidents of the United States of America. With the decline of music television and the onset of social media, he has used YouTube and other video sites to publish his videos. This strategy has helped to boost his sales of later albums. Yankovic has stated that he may forgo traditional albums completely in favor of timely releases of singles. He stated that sometime in the 2010s.
Mm-hmm.
In addition to recording his albums, Yankovic wrote and starred in the film UHF in 1989 and the television series The Weird Al Show in 1997. He has produced two satirical films about his own life, The Complete Al in 1985 and Weird, The Al Yankovic Story in 2022. He has also made guest appearances and performed voice acting roles on many television shows and video web content, in addition to starring in TV specials on MTV. He has also written two children's books, When I Grow Up in 2011 and My New Teacher and Me in 2013.
Wow, that's cool.
So yeah, Weird Al does it all.
Yeah, I didn't realize that he had a hand in the 2022 movie Weird. I guess I just figured, like, when you do movies about stars, they just go and see it in theaters like everybody else, and that's all that they do with it. But that's cool that he's like, no, let me tell my own story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm pretty sure he produced it at the very least. And I know he's in it as, like, his own, like, the record producer.
Yeah, because Daniel Radcliffe is Weird Al.
Plays Weird Al. How crazy.
I know. Harry Potter grew up.
He grew a mustache.
Oh, gross.
It's okay. Weird Al has, since cut his trademark mustache.
Oh, I think about his fro more as, like, his trademark.
Yeah, he's got gorgeous hair.
Anyway, continue.
So on to the song. So Amish Paradise is a 1996 single by satirist Weird Al Yankovic. It's a parody of the hip-hop song Gangsta's Paradise by Coolio featuring LV, which itself is a reworking of a Stevie Wonder song called Pastime Paradise. Featured on the album Bad Hair Day, it turns the original Gangsta's Paradise, in which the narrator laments his dangerous way of life, on its head by presenting an Amish man praising his relatively plain and uncomplicated existence. Yankovic sought permission from Coolio before making Amish Paradise, offering a percentage of the revenues. Yankovic was given rights to use the song by the recording company, but not Coolio himself, who declined when presented with Weird Al's offer. Yankovic later stated on VH1's Behind the Music to, you know, make this... put a date right on that. That he had written a sincere letter of apology to Coolio, which was never returned, and that Coolio never complained when he received his royalty check from proceeds of the song. A series of photos taken at the XM satellite radio booth at a 2006 Consumer Electronics Show suggested that Yankovic and Coolio had made amends. Coolio stated that in a 2014 interview that the decision to refuse the parody at the time was, quote, stupid, and he wished that someone on his management had stopped him and that he considered the final parody to be, quote, funny. During an interview with Sean Evans on Hot Ones in 2016, Coolio further expressed regret for how he initially responded to Amish Paradise. Quote, in hindsight, it was stupid of me to say something about Yankovic doing a parody of Gangsta's Paradise. I mean, he did Michael Jackson. He did Prince. You know, people who were definitely more talented than I am. I think Prince did say something, but he wasn't very vocal about it like I was. And it just made me look dumb. That was one of the dumb things I did, and I'm willing to admit I did something stupid.
Yeah, I mean, I can see why he would not necessarily want his stuff parodied, though, because, like, thinking about the lyrics of Gangster's Paradise, like, there's this stanza in there where he's talking about, like, people tell me that, like, somebody needs to show me the way, but, like, who is left to do that? Like, I'm 23 and I might not make it to 24. And I think he's addressing, like, a very real problem for the youth of, like, especially the United States, but across the world, of, like, all of my people are dead. Like, what do you want from me? I'm supposed to model after who? That dead person over there, that dead person right here. And so there is this question of, like, if your work is getting parodied, does it compromise the importance of the message within it?
Right. Yeah. And I mean, like, that is easily the hit when people say Coolio, you think Gangsta's Paradise.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, to have your message undercut, like, he's, I mean, really just spilling his soul on that song.
Mm-hmm.
And to have that message undercut by some, like, middle class white guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, I can definitely see why he was frustrated. Yeah, I think there's an argument to be made to play devil's advocate to say that Weird Al's version probably introduced a lot of other people to Coolio's version mm-hmm. that might not have heard it and mm-hmm. sought it out after this parody.
Yeah, I can definitely see that side of it too. And I mean, maybe that's what won Coolio over eventually. Because I wonder if Coolio's version made people be like, oh, this is a parody off of Stevie Wonder. What's that about? Because, like, we've talked about Stevie on this podcast before, but, like, damn, that man had something to say in his song.
Yeah, and Pastime Paradise is off of that album, Songs in the Key of Life.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of his, like, big three albums from the 70s, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where he's in the studio, he's playing all the instruments himself, he's doing all the harmonies himself, and he's really, like, gotten back to his roots as an artist and is really not troubling himself with what record labels or what management might say about his message.
Mm-hmm.
He's just speaking his truth.
Yeah. And so he's talking about race relations in that song, which is still something we need to figure out today. So more people should listen to Stevie Wonder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So in a way, right, you have Coolio, like, kind of doing a, like, an homage or an updated version of Stevie Wonder's song
mm-hmm.
for the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have Weird Al come in and just, like, step on it.
I know. Well, so Weird Al had a lot of songs that he's parodied, obviously. What drew you to Amish Paradise specifically?
Of Weird Al's songs, that's definitely my favorite one. Because I think it's so absurd,
mm-hmm.
like the whole idea behind it. I do really like Gangsta's Paradise, and I do really like Pastime Paradise. So just getting to hear the beat and the hook from that makes it all worth it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I just think the absurdity of Amish Paradise is so funny. And especially when you consider that, like, here's a song about Amish people and the, like, relative ease of their life, and they've never heard it.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, they probably don't even know it exists.
I was wondering, because, like, there is that branch of Amish folks who will go and, like, work in shops and stuff, and it's like, I can rent the tools, but I can't own the tools.
Right.
And so I wonder if a coworker for those folks was like, y'all gotta hear this.
Listen to the song.
Yeah. And I would just wonder what they would think about it, too, of like, oh, yeah, that checks out. Like, I am going to heaven, and you're going to hell, and I feel good about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm pious.
That song does slap English. Yeah, probably something like that. But yeah, I mean, the whole thing is really funny and it's really quotable. And I do like, because in Gangsta's Paradise, Coolio does say fool a couple times. And Weird Al really, like, enunciates it
mm-hmm.
and, like, really makes it, like, jump out.
Oh, yeah. He also throws a thine in there, which I was like, nice use of thine, sir.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and yeah, the music video is really funny, too. He does. Coolio at that time was really known for his hairstyle.
Mm-hmm.
He had braids, and then they had run, like, wire through the braids so they would stick up.
Mm-hmm.
And so Weird Al parodied that with his hair.
Mm-hmm.
And I think did that on, like, a red carpet as well.
Oh, wow.
Even? Yeah. So it was, I mean, it was just a big thing for Weird Al. It seemed like he was everywhere because of that song.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, interestingly, I think you are more likely to hear Gangsta's Paradise on the radio than Amish Paradise these days. Yeah. So Weird Al is great. My friend Paul really loves Weird Al Yankovic. No surprise there.
Of course he does. Paul, hi, Paul.
Yeah. Hi, Paul. Paul helped introduce me to Weird Al.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was right, I forget what year it was, his album Poodle Hat had just come out.
Mm-hmm.
And Paul just, like, listened to that thing on repeat. Every time I saw Paul, there was Weird Al as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then my friend Ben, hi Ben, and I got a chance to actually see Weird Al.
What?
Yeah, when we went to Festival Supreme.
Mm-hmm.
He came on stage with Tenacious D.
Another comic singer for sure.
Yeah, so I've seen him kind of in concert, which was cool. And yeah, I don't know, he's just, if you need a smile on your face, put on some Weird Al. It's pretty funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think he reminds people not to take themselves too seriously, and that, like, in the end, we're all just on a floating rock.
Right.
Doing our best.
Yeah. And like, I don't want to belittle the creativity that Weird Al clearly has mm-hmm. to take these songs and come up with these other lyrics for them. Yeah, there at the beginning, I know a lot of them were food-based,
mm-hmm.
But that's still hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, Weird Al is definitely a very talented person.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not trying to belittle him or anything.
Yeah, I mean, White and Nerdy makes me laugh all the time.
Every time. Or his parody of Lady Gaga's I Was Born This Way.
Oh, yeah. His
Baby, I Perform This Way.
That's amazing.
It's hilarious. He comes out in like a full peacock costume.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I love that for him.
Yeah. And his backing band has been with him since like the early 80s. It's the same couple guys.
Wow. That really says a lot that folks want to stick with you that long.
Yeah. It's pretty awesome. So yeah, Weird Al's a cool guy.
Well, Lee, I appreciate you diving into this with us for April and giving us the opportunity to laugh a little bit because life is hard and it's nice to have something, like you said, that you can just put on and be like, okay, this is absurd and I just need to laugh and it's great.
Yeah, exactly. The world needs laughter. The world also needs honest
help
and evaluation and feedback. So there's definitely room for both.
Yeah, definitely. So Lee.
Yes.
May.
Tell me about May because it's an Al song.
Well, okay. So I know that we started off joking about country music and your absolute passion for country music, but I think you're going to be fine with us.
Oh, no.
Because we're going to be talking about the one, the queen, the Dolly Parton of it all. And we're going to be talking about her song Jolene.
Okay.
Which is lovely because it's Dolly. She has a whole like theme park devoted to her.
You've intrigued me.
But we're going to talk about Dolly because the number one country album right now is from the other queen, Beyonce.
Oh, yeah.
And she did a cover of Jolene. And I think it's going to be really interesting to listen to the two of them, see how Beyonce pays homage to Dolly, and also to just think about like the face of country music and what this means to finally, for the first time in the history of country music, have a African-American woman as the number one on the charts for that.
Yeah, definitely. There's going to be a lot to talk about.
Yeah, there's a lot to unpack. So I'm excited to do it with you. You're going to be fine. It's Dolly. She's great. She has an imagination library if anybody's looking for a nonprofit cause. And I'm so excited to talk about her.
Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun. I am waiting with bated breath.
I appreciate your go at sincerity there. I do love you for that.
Thanks.
So, y'all, if you want to listen ahead, check out Jolene. It's an earworm. You won't be able to get it out of your head. But we appreciate you. Thank you for joining us. And until we get to be with you again, enjoy your own songs.